Valentine's Day, that night, which starts around about 4 or 5 o'clock in the evening, if the temperature's right, we will see hundreds of toads. My name's Ian Perkins. I'm a local ecologist living in Warminster. We used to get concerned about the amount of toads which were getting squashed by traffic.
We're on the road right now that all of the toads come to. What are we going to see in February, March time then?
The toads do love a nice wet night, to be honest. The wetter and stormier the better. We will see hundreds of toads making their way from the surrounding areas up to, it's called the Ancestral Pond, which is at Wheeler's Lane. They'll be crossing. Sometimes, the females are fairly, quite much larger than the males, but sometimes they'll have a male on their back, slowing them up as well. So what we do, as part of Sustainable Warminster, the Warminster Toad Patrol, we go around collecting the toads into buckets and taking them to their ancestral ponds. Population of toads are plummeting. This is mainly the only toad population in Warminster.
Hi, yes, I'm Harriet. Well, I'm what's called the manager of the Toad Patrol. We record the numbers every year so we can see what's happening to the population. And the female ones, who are the most crucial, because obviously they're, you know, going to have the next generation, they can have up to 1,500 eggs in them. So if one of those gets killed, then it's a serious thing. There are many more males, that's just the way it is. But we only get about 120 females a year. We can see the numbers dropping, so that's our main concern, and that's why we think really it'd be best to close the road, because we can't be out all night. We know they come out all night long. We find that there's certain nights where there are hundreds of them. There's a lane at the end of this road where they go marching. They're all marching down to the pond, and we've seen like hundreds at a time.
And obviously, so, yeah, this is something that most people don't get to see at all. Can you describe what we're seeing at the moment, what the road looks like for those that may not know it?
Basically, a little country lane that goes through the nature reserve, but it's actually quite near the centre of town, so it is used as a cut-through by people when the main road's a bit blocked up. So at times it's quite busy with traffic, but not so much at night. But it only takes one car, you know, to kill quite a lot of toads. So we've been asking the town council for some time if they can help us do something about it, about rescuing the toads to reduce the number of deaths. So we met somebody in Wiltshire Council Highways. There's a whole bureaucracy of getting a traffic order to close the road. The way the system works is you have to do a consultation as part of this to see what the local opinion is. So that's the first stage of what we're doing. And then it has to be worked out. If people agree that it can be done, then it has to be worked out how it's going to be done.
I'm Zaya Thomas. I'm part of the Toad Patrol. I'm probably one of the closest residents to where the suggested road closure is. I had heard before I moved here about this mass migration of toads and never quite believed it until I saw it. And in my, since I've been here, apparently the numbers are greatly reduced, yet I was quite astounded to see literally seas of toads. It's quite a sight.
Let's go and have a chat with some locals to find out what they think about shutting the road.
If it's helping save some of our wildlife, it should be done every year. Yeah, we have got to start protecting the wildlife, because all their natural habitats are just being wiped out with housing and one thing and another. And yeah, time that things changed.
But I'm in full sort of support of closing the road off. Absolutely. I mean, it's not a main thoroughfare for traffic. There are other ways that cars can get around that area. It's not a necessary road.